Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Random Chatter. This is episode number 174, recorded on Sunday, April 15th, 2018. I am joined by one of my regular co-hosts and one fill-in. Actually, she's almost a regular now. This is like the second week in a row she's been on, right? Second or third? Third, maybe?
No, second, because it was another.
Yeah. So we have Tim. Tim, how are you tonight?
Well, look, here's the thing. I tried to kick Andrea out of my chair and she wouldn't get out.
She did get out of your chair.
Liz got up into Lizzie's.
Right.
Yeah, Liz got up to like go to the bathroom or something. So it was like musical chairs. I just sat down in her chair. And so that's actually where I am. But Andrea is still in my freaking chair.
Something
needs to be done about that.
She's making herself right at home.
Yeah, I'm just making my tea. Mm-hmm. Got myself a servant.
Oh, yeah. What? Wait, she gets a servant?
I get the servant. You didn't know Tim got a servant?
No.
Yeah. Andrea,
stop.
Sorry.
Come on.
Stop talking.
I demand something. I don't know. I demand a servant. Oh, well. So the other voice you hear is, of course, Andrea. Andrea, how are you tonight?
I'm so excited.
Yes, I know. 2 weeks in a row here. Awesome. Awesome.
And she's a little hopped up on pain meds from a tooth extraction.
That's right. That's right. It's a good thing, right?
Whatever I say, don't hold it against me.
It'll make for a fun episode. It really will. If Tim's not drinking, somebody's got to be on drugs. So there you go.
Not that the Random Chatter Network condones any of that.
No, of course not.
Because we don't. That's the official line. Right, Lou?
Exactly. I don't want HR to come down on us. I don't know who HR is, but I don't want to take that chance. Okay. We had a lot of updates to the network this week.
We have a lot of stuff going on.
We do. We have a lot of new shows, a lot of musical hosts, you know, changing positions. This is
musical
good.
Musical hosts.
So then, Tim, you probably know more about some of these updates than I do because I've been kind of busy on a bunch of things lately. But we have Guardians of the MCU coming out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you guys actually recorded an episode yet? Or
we have not. We're kind of in our pre-production area of that, and that is going to be the hosts for that are going to be Liz, John, and myself.
Nice.
Folks have heard John before in both Random Chatter and Echo Base, and we're kicking off Guardians of the MCU. We are going to be talking all things MCU, and really, the best way to think about this, think about like how we do Echo Base for Star Wars. Those of you who listen to Echo Base, where we kind of cover news and have short form discussion, also somewhat similar to this format here that we do for Random Chatter, is really what we're going to do for Guardians of the MCU. So we're not going to be, I mean, obviously we're going to talk about new movies when they come out and such, but we're not really going to be doing like movie reviews and that kind of thing. But we are going to be covering all things MCU. So we are going to be talking about the movies. We're going to be talking about the regular network TV shows, the Netflix shows, all that kind of stuff. And we are thrilled to be doing it. So we do plan on having our introductory episode out prior to Infinity War. And then you're just going to hear from us nonstop after Infinity War.
There's always something to talk about with the MCU. So that's a good show to be on there. I think that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
See, you guys had now Movie Rampage has not been really that regular. I mean, there's been a few episodes here and there. You don't have a schedule like we do with other shows, right? So it's just kind of, you put them out when you feel like it.
Yeah, we try to get some regularity with, like the last month was horrible with Liz's tech issues. And then I got sick and we had Easter in there and just, you know, other things going on. So it ended up being our scheduling. We were trying to do two episodes.
Okay.
We wanted to do an episode for Pacific Rim and then an episode for Pacific Rim Uprising. We ended up not able to do those. So instead, we did a double feature, which we're calling Pacific Rimming. I don't know if that's politically correct or not.
Be careful. Careful.
So that is that's done. It's recorded. It's edited. And it should be posted for, like, tonight or tomorrow.
Nice.
Similarly, Tom and I recorded Dispatches from the Front last week. That was, I believe, episode 2. And I just have to finish up post-production on that, and then that will be up within the next few days also.
Awesome. We also have, well, one of the hosts from the new show, Fangirl Confessional, Andrea.
Yes. I'm here.
That's right. You guys have that new show starting up, and you've recorded, I think, one episode or two now.
Yes, we've recorded the first episode. The next one's going to be recorded soon. So we're really excited to start kicking this up. It's with Liz and Shannon. And pretty much what we're trying to do is build that bridge between hardcore fans and those fans that just know the general knowledge of specific fandoms, so that there's no gatekeeping. We can be very honest about what we like in terms of things without going way too deep into them. So it's going to be a really nice safe space for the fans and for everybody to talk about the stuff that they love.
Cool. I'm looking forward to hearing those episodes.
Yeah.
I think I like one posted this week, right?
Pardon?
I think Eric's going to post that first episode this week.
Yes. It might be what day. Soon. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tim. I cut you off there.
Oh, no, I was basically just saying the same thing you were. I'm really excited to hear it. I love the concept of it. And obviously, there's a great slate of hosts on that show. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun. And it's going to be it's going to get a lot of people talking, which is what we want. Mm-hmm. And we want it to be an open discussion instead of arguing with each other. So I'm looking forward to
it. Cool. Yeah, arguing with everybody is never always a good thing. So no. A little bit of arguing is good. You know, Eric likes to play counterpoint sometimes. So
I like to argue with everyone. But
we also have our new show, The Tight Beam. Our first episode since the new season started is coming out this week. I think I actually posted today, possibly, maybe. I'm not sure what Eric's schedule was. But of course, The Tight Beam is our show revolving around The Expanse TV show and the books from James S. A. Corey. Andrea hosts with me on that, as well as Eric and Shannon as well. So we're all excited about that. We're actually going to record a little bit of an intro episode tonight after we get done with this show to let Shannon get involved, because she was not able to be there with us for the premiere episode doing season 3. So we'll get her thoughts on that episode as well. We have an upcoming host roundtable game show that Tim has been running for us. We have our new random quotes, the game show. Tim, you're going to run that again, I think, the end of April?
Yes. Yeah, we're doing that at the end of April. We've got another great slate of guest hosts coming in for that. We are planning on having 6 people. Awesome. Andrea will be defending her title. Lou will be trying to get it back again.
I will avenge that loss that I had.
You cannot snatch my crown, okay?
Make sure you take some of those drugs you're on, and I'll, you know.
That's right.
I don't share.
And so we've got some other folks who were in the first one, as well as some of our newer hosts from across the network. So we'll have some first-timers, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Pretty much all the quotes are done. The full slate is done. I kind of every couple of days go back into the list and say, I don't like that one. Let's put in another one. Or I'll think of another one, or like I'm watching a movie or something. Oh, that's a really good quote. I should put that one in instead. So I'm kind of refining the list right now.
Nice.
But it definitely is ready to go. And I'm looking forward to it. It was a lot of fun.
Are there going to be any surprise rule changes for this upcoming episode?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. I think the rules will probably remain the same. They seem to work out pretty well. Certainly, if you guys have any particular feedback on you think a certain rule was a little funky or unfair or something like that, let me know, and I'm happy to consider it, talk about it, make some changes if it's warranted. But Lou's laughing.
No, I thought everything was good. One thing I'd like to see, I'd like to see you come up with some way of doing like surprise bonus points or something, or you know, something that was a little bit off the wall, would be kind of fun. You can throw in randomly.
Just because.
Okay, you know, that's interesting. I might maybe I'll we'll put that in. We'll put and, you in know, something like
we should do it without video.
Like a daily double.
There you go. But I think we should do it without video, because people can get a hint of who's going to try to chime in for the bonus points and this and that. You know, without a buzzer.
No, but
it's
I like
tough.
Seeing everybody's faces when they get pissed that I'm winning.
Oh my gosh,
that's true.
Seeing people's faces for this were absolutely hilarious, because you could see like the people who knew it or thought that they knew it, and like you know, Lou would just get this giant grin on his face.
We know. I have a Stone Cold Poker Face. Come on.
Andrea would start like dancing in her chair. And so it was just, it was really funny as just as an observer to watch people in the whole thing. But yeah, I mean, it probably did give away a lot between you guys, but
it was still
a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
Do we still have to professor love to you?
Maybe there might be a little adjustment to that. We'll have to see.
Cause we can't let it get to your head.
We're all going to have a safe word. Okay. And lastly, for our network updates, we're not looking for any talent immediately. Anybody new for hosting, but we're always on the lookout for, a good voice that we could add to the network at some point when we need to. So if you've got a passion for wanting to podcast, or you would think you just want to try it out, you can go over to randomchatter.com/application and check out what it takes to submit an application and a voice sample to us to be able to let us hear your dulcet tones and see if we can fit you into a show somewhere. No, not a promise that we're going to get you onto a show, but you know, if you want to take a chance and see if you can get involved with us somehow, go ahead and fill out the application. It'd be fantastic. And that brings us to what we've been watching lately. I've been doing some binge watching of late. Not as much as I'd like to. I didn't have as much time this weekend because it was beautiful up here this weekend in Connecticut. But Lost in Space came out on Netflix this week, and I've been hungrily going through those episodes. I've got the first four down, and I've been very, very happy with that so far. Have you guys caught any of the Lost in Space stuff on Netflix?
Yes. Watched the first episode yesterday, last night.
Okay.
It was pretty slow to start, but I think I'm going to get really hooked into it. So I'm looking forward to see what happens.
Okay. Tim, have you caught the first episode yet?
I haven't yet. I'm really looking forward to it. I love the original series, and both my wife and I are excited about watching this. We just didn't get a chance to this weekend, but we're definitely going to dive into it.
Yeah. I was mentioning on Discord to our Discord listeners, that I'm in wholeheartedly now. I've gone, once I got through the third episode, I was like, yes, I am totally in. They've changed up a number of things from the original to this one, and I think added a lot more intrigue to it. I think Andrew's right. The first episode was a little slow, and I was kind of like, well, I don't know what's going on here.
It gets better by the end, so just hold
it does.
Out.
It, towards the end of the first episode, you do get a couple little clips that are like, oh, so that's where they're going with this episode, you know, with the storyline. And like I said, it changed quite a bit from what the original was it 60s or 70s? The original show.
I mean, I want to say like late 60s.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I wasn't here.
Watch it in reruns. Come on. But the storyline changed quite a bit. I think there's been some good changes to what that is and kind of making it updated for today and what we'd expect to see if this was a real thing going on.
65 to 68.
Okay. There was some gender swapping. We have a female Dr. Smith now. And she is as duplicitous as you would imagine Dr. Smith should be for this day and age.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not the campy show that was the original. The original show had a lot of camp to it. And it was fun, but this is definitely more, it takes itself more seriously.
Now, I do have a question. Have you guys watched or played Mass Effect?
Yes.
The robot does not remind you of Legion.
Yeah, a little bit.
Every single time I see him, I was like, oh, I'm watching Mass Effect.
I want to find a way to cosplay that robot. That robot's a cool robot. But
they need action figures. More.
Of course. Yeah, something else for me to collect. Don't give me any ideas, although I'm sure they'll be out. So if you haven't caught up on that or haven't started watching it, go ahead and look for it. It's on Netflix. I think it's 10 episodes for the first season. They are all out now, and I'm hoping to finish that series up this week because it's just I'm dying for the next story. So that's cool. Really just The Expanse I've been watching, catching up on the old episodes again, going through them a third time or fourth time, and also the new one. Season 3 came out last Wednesday. It's on Wednesday nights now. I always lose track of when things are on because I DVR everything. But season 3 looks to be the best season yet. There's just more stuff going on, and it's good in its own right. It's a TV show, and that's what we're doing a podcast about it. But it's also changing up from what the book was. So if you've read the books and you think you know the story, You don't know the story. Yeah. So
think you, again.
Yeah, you got to kind of watch the show and kind of go along with that as well, too. Tim, what have you been up to TV-wise?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I was sick for like the better part of 2 weeks, so I watched a lot of stuff. So along with like all the regular shows that we watch here in the household, had a chance to get caught up on some things. I got caught up on the most recent season of Voltron.
Nice.
Which is good. I just really, really like where it's going. I love the story. I'm loving everything about this. I think it's a fantastic series. Very happy with it. Got caught up on also the most recent season of Walking Dead. We haven't watched any of this season in my household at all. My wife kind of lost interest in it, so it just really didn't end up in our rotation. And I wanted to get caught up on things, so took a couple of days of being sick and just sitting there watching it on the DVR. And, you know, all in all, I'm pretty happy with it.
I suppose with as slow as that show's been for the last couple seasons, I bet binging it's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Because I got frustrated with that going week to week and nothing's really happening, no character development. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
And that's the problem. I mean, even binging it, it was, there are some real slow storylines and you just wish that they would just get to the point with things and kind of get to where they're going.
I agree.
Yeah, they really take their time doing things. And I don't know if it's the fact that they say, okay, we have X number of episodes in a season. Here's the story, the big story that we want to tell. Here's a handful of the major story beats. Now let's just kind of fill in the gaps. And they end up with a lot of time filling in those gaps. I mean, I would be okay with jumping over some of the details to just, you know, get to where they're going with things. But, you know, I mean, I understand their need to tell a story. There are a lot of interesting nuances in a lot of it, and especially when you're dealing with, you know, Negan and you're dealing with the other communities that are there, and you have kind of the inner political issues of each of the communities, and you've got your main people and how they're going to be positioned and how they're communicating. So they're kind of having to make up for physical distance mm-hmm. between the communities with time also. And, you know, they jump around between different storylines and such. So it's still good, but it definitely does not feel as fast paced as the first, say, three seasons did. Also, based on Liz's recommendation, we started watching the Santa Clarita Diet, which is also on Netflix. This is Drew Barrymore, who turns into a zombie. And it's a lot of fun. It really is. It's a very different take on the zombie genre. It's really neat storytelling. It is I wouldn't call it horror in any way. I mean, yeah, there gets to be some blood and some vomit and stuff, but the show doesn't take itself seriously. It really is fundamentally a comedy. It's written like a sitcom. And so it's a lot of fun. And for folks who if you don't like horror, keep in mind that Liz does not like horror. She hates horror.
Okay.
And she has watched both seasons of this and she loves it.
Oh, there's two seasons of it.
Yeah. There's two seasons up. We got through the first half of the first season and I think it's pretty funny. I think it's good. Also watched, just cause it happened to be on late at night and I couldn't get to sleep. Watch The Intern with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway.
Oh, okay, I remember that trailer.
It was in the theaters maybe a couple years ago. Really good movie, very funny. I thought it was really well done. I mean, De Niro and Hathaway, I love basically anything that either of them are in. They neither one of them makes poor movie choices. It was a really great movie. It was a fun movie, nice story to it. I like both characters, so it was a good movie. I think I saw it on something that was network-ish, so I would expect that now that it's out there, it's going to come up more frequently. So if folks want to watch it, it hopefully will be in the rotations that we'll see. And then beyond that, my wife and I over the last few months have gotten into a lot of film noir stuff. And if folks don't know, if you like that genre, so we're looking at like predominantly 1940s, you know, it's black and white films or usually murder mysteries. You sometimes have like gangster elements to them and that kind of stuff. Yeah, sometimes a little cheesy, sometimes a little predictable, but still really fun movies. TCM, Turner Classic Movies, does what they call Noir Alley, and it's every midnight. So the Sunday morning midnight is when they play these, and they do an encore at some other time. But I don't stay up and watch them. I set my DVR for it, and we watch them later. And they're a lot of fun. They have a nice array of movies. Just so you know, in your guide for setting your DVR, it's not tagged as TCM's Noir Alley. It's in there under the name of the movie that's featured that week. So if you want to record it, just it's that same time all the time. Noir Alley also has a website. It has a page on TCM's website, so you can see the movies in there. So if you want to catch some older movies and you like that genre, a lot of fun. That's the way to go.
Cool. You have been busy for a while being sick. Wow.
Watch a lot of crap when I'm sick. I just, you know, dope up on NyQuil and decongestants and hit the couch.
Jeez. Well, Andrew, what have you been watching lately?
Well, to be honest, like I thought that I would be watching a lot more, but when I am sick or when I can't do anything, I want to do more things, which is the weirdest thing. So I should be resting, but today I spend it cleaning instead of catching up on TV shows. Like, it's just crazy, but I'll blame the drugs. So I watched Jumanji, the newest one, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I didn't think I was going to. I don't like funny movies. I like anything but funny movies. But I think that it was a lot of fun. I found myself laughing. Jack Black did a really good job, so I really enjoyed it. And then I've been jumping back and forth between Spartacus and then Black Mirror. So I'll just like watch one episode, get bored, watch the next show on.
Okay.
And then Lost in Space. So that's basically what I've been up to.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. See, hers is much more concise than Tim's was.
Because he's a baby when he's sick. Just kidding.
let's see. So speaking of what we're watching, the box office update for last week, kind of to be expected, but a few surprises here. So we had Rampage at number one, 34.5 million. That is kind of a given for going into this one. A Quiet Place, surprisingly, is number two, made total of $99 million, $32 million for the week. So it is word of mouth from last week carried on, keeping it up pretty high. Truth or Dare, which unfortunately is on my movie draft, didn't do as well as I was hoping. I think A Quiet Place stole a lot of its horror thunder, so it only made $19 million this week in its first week. Ready Player One's hanging out in the top five in its third week out, $11 million for a total of $114. Blockers is in week two, made $10 million for a total of $36. And Black Panther in week nine is still hanging on to the top five, made $5.3 million for a total of $673 million so far domestically. That still impresses me. next week, we have I Feel Pretty, Super Troopers 2, and Traffic. And then towards the end of the month, we are getting Infinity War, which I already have my tickets for, so I am excited.
I do, too. I got my tickets a few days ago, so I'm stoked. The family is stoked. Our usual flock is going to the theater for it, and nice. I just can't wait.
Yeah, should be exciting. I can't wait.
Andrea, do you have your tickets?
Oh, yeah. I got them a couple of weeks ago. I'm nice. Just ready to cry. I bought my tissues. I'm ready to make my friends cry. I'm just ready for everyone to cry.
Wow.
Just going to be with my popcorn, just watching people instead of the movie. Yeah.
Totally. Maybe there won't be any tears to be shed.
Maybe. You never know. I'll be pretty disappointed. I need somebody to die. Come on.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow. Keep in mind, Lou, she doesn't even like funny movies.
That's right. That's right.
So she just needs someone to die.
She's upset. Right.
Wow. That's nice, Andrea.
That's not even the drugs talking. That's just her normal personality.
That's just me.
Wow. Get out of my chair.
No, blame the drugs. Blame the drugs, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Get out of my chair, lady.
So our movie draft, we haven't really finished the winter draft. We haven't really started the spring draft yet. The winter draft, it is still Andrea's game to lose. She is pretty far out in front.
I think it's hers.
I think it's all fighting for the rest of it. I think Lizzie's got second tied up. I don't think I can touch that because Ready Player One's starting to drop pretty fast. And I don't have any fear from Shannon Carey or Tim.
I'm so close, though.
You're so close to doing what?
To last.
Yeah, you are close to last.
So close.
Shannon might pass you. We'll see what happens. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, though, Tim, you're doing still remarkably well in Fantasy Movie League.
I will tell you, one of the revelations that I had while I was sick was to change my strategy in Fantasy Movie League.
Really?
Yeah, this new season started off for me pretty poorly. And I just was not doing well. I was generally like in the bottom half, and I just wasn't happy with it. So I really did a lot of things to change my strategy. I nailed a couple of first places the last two weekends. This weekend is tough. I'm sitting at third place. I started off at first. I'm down to third now. I'm confident my movies are going to pull through, and I'll still end up first.
Wow.
But my new strategy is working nonetheless. So I'm really happy to see that.
Do you care to share what your new strategy is? I won't tell anybody.
No. Damn it. I'm outpacing the popular picks, which is what that makes me happy. So I tend to be between the perfect theater and the popular theater. And that's been where I'm sitting. So I know I'm doing something right. Obviously, I'm not, hitting the perfect one yet. But
yeah, I haven't hit a perfect one yet. I did win one a week or two ago, which I was pretty happy to finally win a week.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I'm kind of mid-pack again. When I saw yesterday's estimates, I was like mired down like 14th place out of, 16 we have in there? I'm like, I didn't do that bad. I rebounded a little bit. I'm like 9, so I'm in the middle.
Yeah, this was a real tough week. I mean, the popular theater only put movies in four screens.
That was weird. I mean,
which is crazy. When you take a $2 million penalty for having an empty screen, I can't imagine doing that. That's kind of nuts.
I mean, maybe I could leave one screen empty, but I try not to.
Yeah.
For $2 million, you can do something with that, but
yeah,
four screens left in. That was pretty weird. So, yeah, I don't take much consolace in being better than the most popular pick this week because I am, but I'm still mid pack in our group. But Tim, you're still number three in our overall draft.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's good.
Overall, I mean, for the season, I'm third. I'm fighting my way up. The two people above me are quite a ways above me though. So it's going to take me the season to keep clawing my way up there. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I've been clawing my way up too because I missed a week where I didn't get my picks in, so it took what was left of last week's picks, and I was dead last that week, I think.
Yep.
And that brought me down right to the bottom. I'm clawed up from 18th up into 14th now, so at least I'm steadily gaining because I'm doing well. But that one week that hurt me is pretty tough.
It is possible because I will say a couple weeks ago I was eighth overall.
Okay, wow.
And I'm third now, so this is it's good. There is hope.
well, you win a couple, that helps.
yeah.
So all this movie draft stuff we're talking about, if you want to get involved in this or see any of this stuff, the Random Chatter night movie draft night stuff, you can check that out by going to randomchatter.com/moviedraft and see what our picks were and follow us in the spring draft and see how the winter draft is ending up. If you want to actively participate with some of this stuff, though, probably the most fun way to do it is get involved in the Fantasy Movie League. Go to randomchatter.com/FML invite and you can get involved there. It's been kind of tough to come back from this challenge when we're there, but next time they roll over to a new one, you'll be all set there.
I just remembered why I got in trouble the last time.
It's randomchatter.com/FML in our Fantasy Movie League invite.
Yes.
That's the only acceptable response for FML invite.
Yes.
At least on this show.
I learned the hard way.
When I look at my updates, I might think it's something else, but, you know. Oh, boy. So let's get right into our news and discussion this week. And then, Tim, you put most of these notes together for us, so I'm going to kind of have you kind of maybe lead some of these here. But
sure.
This first one has me kind of scratching my head. So a new Terminator for Terminator 6?
Yeah.
And this is going to be... I don't know.
Let's face it. Arnold's done.
Yeah, oh yeah, I totally agree with that. That's fine.
And nothing against Arnold. And obviously he was the Terminator franchise, at least for the first couple of movies, and then miscellaneous appearances here and there. But this is really, Terminator 6 is a kind of reboot. It's at least negating the last couple of movies, essentially Cameron saying those last couple didn't happen. They don't exist.
Yeah, which
just bugs don't the worry crap about out of them. So it's kind of a bit of a reboot, and they're bringing in Gabriel Luna. And you might be familiar with him if you happen to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He played Robbie Reyes, aka Ghost Rider, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the last season. And, he was pretty good. And I'm a big Ghost Rider fan, kind of an old school Ghost Rider fan. So okay. I'm a little miffed that, this was a Ghost Rider with a car instead of a bike and that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
But nonetheless, I did like the character of Robbie Reyes. I thought Gabriel Luna did a fine job in the acting, and I think it's an interesting casting.
I just don't see him as the Terminator, though. And granted, I had the same problem with who's got to play the T-1000 in.
Oh gosh,
whatever his name is, I know, but I just can't. I mean, I didn't see him either, and that worked out really well,
right?
So maybe Gabriel Luna is gonna be a good choice for this. I'm just having a hard time picturing it in my mind. I'm like, okay, I suppose. you don't need to be a big muscle-bound guy to be the Terminator, but it looks more imposing. It looks more impressive that way when you think about how Arnie brought that role to life and did that character.
True. Robert Patrick, by the way.
Thank you.
I am terrified of this movie.
Are you really?
It can't be worse than the last couple. Exactly, and that's what hurts, because it was so good, and then I just feel like they continue to make more and more and more, and it's just like I'm tired of it.
That happens with every popular franchise. They make one, it does well. They make another one, it does really well. Make a third one, it tanks.
And then they just continue making more, why not?
I mean,
but it's also being directed by Tim Miller, who has his most popular credit being director of Deadpool.
Right. Which could work out really well for this.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think we need another Terminator movie. It doesn't,
I don't either.
It's like, stop at 2. That's where you should have stopped. like Aliens. Same there, Aliens. So same thing, stop at 2. 2 is good.
I don't disagree with it. But it's also kind of an evergreen franchise in a way. I think there's a lot of different things that they can explore with it. I think they can certainly do better with it, definitely, than they've done with the last couple of movies.
Mm. I mean, the problem with a Terminator movie, in my opinion, is that it deals with time travel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you got no room to go anywhere. Because once you've done something and you go back and try something else, it's like, well, now it just changed what happened. You can't do it. It's like,
right.
Okay, well, if we do this, then this never happened, and we can't make that happen because we did this the first time. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stop. I mean, and I love time travel stuff, but there's only so much you can do with it. You can't make a franchise out of it when you're doing big-budget movies like this unless you're doing something totally different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Aliens is another story. You can make many Alien movies like they have, and You just got to get a good story behind it, you know, which they haven't done.
Oh, absolutely. Opinion. And yeah, that's another thing that has a lot of potential to be evergreen, because they can set anything on any planet anywhere and just simply create, you know, you put aliens into X environment and a bunch of humans that are going to fight them. There you go.
Yeah.
But you have to have a good setup. You've got to have good actors. You've got to have good effects. And I liked Alien 3. But after that, I think the franchise really fell apart.
A lot of people have, and I didn't like Alien 3 myself, but
sure,
a lot of people did like Alien 3, and it's better than the other ones after that, but
yeah,
you know, I mean, Alien Resurrection was pretty tough to watch.
And it's the same thing with the Predator movies. So, I mean, you've got these very similar franchises, Terminator, Alien, Predator. The only problem with Predator is that Predator gets so narrow that it simply becomes the same story over and over and over again, where you have a predator who's hunting someone. They really kind of have to have humans in it. Yeah, it would be cool to see the predator go hunting some other alien that we don't know about. And there was the Alien versus Predator movies, which right. had humans in them, because you have to have kind of a human catalyst.
Right.
But it becomes the same repetitive trope over and over again. Right. It's tough to get variety with that movie.
And that's why, you know, I personally don't think they should make any more of those, because
yeah.
you're right. It's a predator hunting thing or something. Mm-hmm. And how many times can you do that and make it different? I mean, just like Aliens. Right. I mean, you had the first Alien movie, which was unique, mm-hmm. you know, that whole horror sci-fi genre. And then you had the second one, which kind of built on the first one, which was really, really good. And then they kind of went off the rails and didn't really do, mm-hmm. you know, anything with it. It was like, okay, now they're trying to come up with stuff and they really don't have a good game plan for what the movie's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, in Alien 3 could have been really good in my opinion, but I don't think it was. And that was probably one of the better, you know, the better of the ones after the one right. and two. But, you know, there was one, was it a trailer or was it a movie poster? I want to say it was for Alien 3. I can't remember what it was, but you know, the tagline was, you know, in space, don't we hear you scream, but on Earth, everyone mm-hmm. can hear you scream. And I'm like, oh man, bringing aliens to Earth, it'd be kind of cool. And it never happened. But right. you know, it's just, you know, there's only so much you can do with that before you either conquer the big bad nemesis or you don't. And yeah. if you don't, we lose and we're totally gone. If you conquer them, there's no need to have them again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And I think one of the big things to the Alien franchise is to have that kind of, it bridges a gap between sci-fi and horror.
Right.
Because the aliens are freaking hiding in the walls and the floors and the ceiling. And
oh yeah.
You don't know when they're going to come. So like your heart's pounding. It's when are they going to show up? And it's mm-hmm. like, You drive yourself crazy watching these things. Then you get a couple of good jump scares when they jump out and, you know, rip somebody's head off of their body. And so you get some really cool moments with that. And that's what they need to embrace. That's what mm-hmm. they really need to, you know, need to capture with it. And, you know, I think with a good director, I mean, throw, you know, Guillermo del Toro
mm-hmm.
at an Alien movie. I have to imagine that dude has some awesome alien stuff in his head.
Probably.
And yep. I would love to see him do something.
Well, I think you need a good writer and a good director, though. You don't just, yeah. you know, you can give a yeah. good director a bad script and you still can't do anything with it. But
yeah. Andrea, you know, have you watched these films? What are your,
oh my goodness. Don't even ask that. My mom and I religiously watch Aliens and all that.
So. I was going to say, they weren't comedies, yeah. so we have a good chance of her watching this.
They're not comedies, and I love them, so don't worry. Yes, I know exactly what you guys are talking about, for sure.
Okay.
You know the one thing that intrigued me, Tim, when you were saying this, it was making me think of this from the original Alien movie. They didn't have a huge budget for it. They couldn't get the suit to work really well, so they shot around it. And that made it more impressive to watch because they didn't show the alien
yeah.
and you had glimpses of it and it was terrifying and you didn't have to see the whole thing in its glory and take all the mystery out of it. You kept that mystery there.
Yeah.
And it's similarly with Jaws. They couldn't make the shark work. So you kind of shot around it
yeah.
and it added to that suspense. So, you know, once you get the budget, now you can do things. You have, oh, let's make, we can show the alien. Okay, well, that's not really that impressive anymore. You know, but when you come right down to it.
They have to do more.
True, true. I mean, you know, with aliens, they did an awesome job. But again, it was, I think a lot of it was kind of still, even though they brought in, so you had the sci-fi, you had like this military aspect to it, but you still had this horror thing and a little bit of a mystery. And it was just, it's like one of the most perfectly crafted movies ever made.
I agree. Okay, another Zachary Quinto and Simon Pegg, one more Star Trek film. I'm excited about that. I am liking the new reboots, but just one more. Tim, what was the main scoop on this? Was there?
Well, nothing's officially announced, but in two separate articles, and so the article that I cite here is Zachary Quinto saying it, and I saw another article where Simon Pegg said basically the same thing. They expect there to be one more Star Trek film in this current vein of films. So, you know, hopefully we are going to get that. These have been visually beautiful movies.
Mm, definitely.
I've loved the visualizations in these films. The stories have been fine, but visually they've been great, and I've really enjoyed the acting. They've got a great slate of actors. So I do hope to see one more film in this push. But then beyond that, it's a lot of people are kind of left scratching their head in terms of what's the future of Star Trek. I mean, Discovery did get renewed for a second season. So that's still going, which is great. Obviously, it still is a real powerful franchise and has a great following. So something is going to happen. It's kind of inevitable. But they're really beyond Discovery. There's no writing on the wall for this.
Yeah, it's sad. It'll never really die because Paramount won't let it. But I don't think Paramount's doing it justice either. No. You know?
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, if we had somebody better in charge of this, if they would sell it or something or get somebody else involved to help them, it could become a powerful franchise like it used to be. You know, you think back to the heyday when, you know, we had there was overlap between Next Generation and Deep Space Nine and overlap between Deep Space Nine and Enterprise. And it was just nice to have all that stuff going on, but it got so burned out that people stopped watching. So they took a break and then, not Enterprise, it was Voyager. And then people just took a break and then Enterprise came out and was like, well, you're not really doing this very well. So it just went away. The reboot of the movies has been fantastic, but then coming out with Discovery, you know, that was really well done too, but behind a paywall, I'm not sure. You know, I'm just going to probably wait till it's on some other way to get it all at once or do it for a month and binge it once it comes out on All Access again. But
yeah,
it's sad because I mean, growing up, Star Trek was a big part of my childhood, you know, my teens and so forth, and it was great. But
well, you know, and it's one of those things that I think we're feeling some of that effect in the Star Wars universe, although obviously there's still a lot of energy behind it. So we are getting a lot of content. But you feel that loss of the creator of that franchise. So, you know, Star Trek developed by Gene Roddenberry, I don't know how long he was active in it. You guys may know better than I do.
He was active in it for quite a while. I mean, Brandon Braga took over for a while. Is that his name? After he was kind of out of it for a bit, but I mean, he was involved for quite a long time. You saw it start to change in Deep Space Nine when it got more dirty and gritty and less, you know, utopia, which was Gene Roddenberry's view of it all the time. But he was still quite involved.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the creator in this case with Gene Roddenberry, he had this vision and it grew legs and it did stuff and he kind of he laid out a plan for it. And it seemed that after his departure, yes, there's been some stuff, there's been some good stuff, but there lacks a lot of connection. And I think a lot of that could also be said for some of the things that we're seeing with Star Wars now that post George Lucas, we're seeing a lot of content, but those connections aren't as apparent.
I do agree with that parallel. Looking at the way that Star Trek has been treated and also Star Wars is very similar. And it just like it slowly dying, but it's not being allowed to die. And it's just, I don't know whether that's helping it or I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know if like continuing it will just make it worse. Or there might be another spark to get everybody's interest. But I do see those similarities in terms of the trajectory that they're headed.
Yeah. And so, you know, for as much as the original series built the foundation for the franchise, to me, Next Generation really showed the potential for the franchise. And things like, you know, DS9 was, I love DS9. Voyager was okay. Or not Voyager. Right. What came after DS9?
Voyager. Next Generation, DS9, Voyager, and Enterprise.
Oh, okay. So, you know, some of these have explored some different aspects of it, but it doesn't seem any of them were as meaningful as the original series and Next Generation. Those two, like, established such a firm foundation. The movies have always kind of been the movies, and they've done some interesting things, and they've introduced some cool characters in the movies and that kind of stuff. But it seems that the series have really supported the franchise more than anything else.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with that 100%. I mean, so, the movies, aside from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, which was a tie-in to the series, yep. You know, the other ones didn't seem to do all that well. I mean, I went to see them all. I enjoyed the movies, but they really didn't feel like the series did. And then when they transitioned to the Next Generation cast in the movies, you know, it was okay. You're right, Tim, but it was never the foundation that the series were.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Yeah. well, it'd be good to see what happens with that. I'd like to see them do something to grow this back to where it was.
Yeah.
And if more movies helps them get there, great.
But putting a series behind a paywall doesn't keep it mainstream. That just, oh.
No. Yeah. I'm a huge Star Trek fan. The next one when it comes out, though, I'm going to wait until all the episodes are out and then sign up for a month access and then cancel again. I still think it's funny. I get emails probably monthly now about, oh, we want you back. We'll give you a 50% discount and do this and do that. I'm like, no, you got nothing else I want to see. Why would I do that? Yeah. Why would I pay for this?
Yeah.
But so let's see. Stan Lee being reportedly being subject to elder abuse. Tim, what did you do now?
You can't hit people, Tim.
This was not me. This was Andrea.
Oh, okay, now it's me. Let's blame Carrie. Carrie needs to be in on this.
So let's see. In February of 2018, Lee had told the LAPD someone had stolen $1.4 million from his bank account. Not long after, $850,000 of his money was used by his caregiver to buy kind of... What? Oh, this is just wrong. You hear this story all the time about caregivers and people getting access to... You know, all this kind of stuff. It's just, it boggles my mind that no one is watching out for this. No one's policing this more.
Yeah.
So the Hollywood Reporter obtained a notarized declaration signed by Lee dated February 13, 2018, which details JC's history of living off his fortune without ever getting a meaningful job of her own.
JC's his daughter, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yep. Declaration states that JC consistently overspends and makes demands for more money for father, and that it's not uncomfortable to spend $20,000 to $40,000 on credit cards any given month. What?
Sounds like Andrea to me.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrea, hey. Did you get my JC? Yeah, Andrea's not my name. Surprise.
Yeah, you know, it's a heartbreaking story, I think, for anyone. And obviously when folks do have money, there's some increased propensity for others to abuse that if they end up in a position of having the ability to do so, having some kind of control over their finances and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it just seems absolutely crazy. I mean, we know Stan Lee is like being all personality, and mm-hmm. we see him in all these Marvel films with his terrific appearances. And he just lost his wife last year. Mm-hmm. It's an absolute shame. And it's, if this is true, and these are just allegations, there is no evidence that this is true, in fact. But nonetheless, you know, this kind of story is horrible. And there's a lot of other stories out there of elder abuse and people taking advantage of be older relatives or older people who either don't have relatives or relatives who aren't keeping tabs on things so closely, so someone else can come in, often kind of in the guise of a caregiver, and does this mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Now there was an update on this story though, Tim, on Screen Rant's page, right underneath the top there is an update. Stan Lee denies the elder abuse allegations. New video, Stan Lee vehemently denies recent reports alleging he's a victim of elder abuse and threatens to take legal action against outlets circulating the claims. This weekend, Entertainment World was shaken when THR article published insinuating Marvel comic icon was surrounded by people that had bad intentions looking to take advantage of the latest was just, we may have to cut this whole section out, Tim.
we might have to.
Well, it looks like he is denying the claims of elder abuse and people stealing money from him.
Yeah.
So we will have to see how this shakes out in the press and in the courts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
we are not spreading that rumor.
No, hopefully it's not something that's happening. And there was a lot of noise about it, in social media when this first did come out, up to mm-hmm. and including Kevin Smith, putting something out there, inviting Stan Lee to come live with him.
Which he can live with me too. I didn't make that offer too. but this does bring to point that this is a pretty serious thing that happens quite often. And it's caregivers, yeah. It's siblings, it's family that take advantage of somebody without their knowledge. And you always kind of wonder how that takes place. And, you know, I mean, my wife and I are getting to the point now where we are having some care for parts that members of the family and stuff. And it's like, you kind of wonder how closely do I need to watch this? What's going on? What mm-hmm. am I missing? And it is really sad that we have to be worrying about that kind of stuff. But, you know, you do. You can never be too careful, I guess.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, on to better Marvel news. Jessica Jones gets a green light for season 3 on Netflix. I'm still so far behind on the...
I know, me too.
on the Marvel stuff on Netflix.
There's just so much.
Yeah, there is. And it's all good, too. That's what kills me. It's like I want to take the time to sit and watch it, but I'm always doing something else. And then when something like Boston Space comes up, let me jump on that. But And Tim, are you done with season 2 of Jessica Jones?
I'm most of the way through it, and I'm enjoying it. I think it's actually better than the first season.
I love the first season.
This one just, it seems more, well, it's kind of funny, you know, going back to reflecting on my mention of film noir earlier. The second season of Jessica Jones is very film noir. It is... This thread of a mystery and it just, it's written just like that. And it's really great. I'm very much enjoying it. I like the characterizations in it. I like that this is, again, her story. We're not looking at other members of the Defenders, you know, being prominently featured in this. I think it's fantastic. I'm really enjoying it, and it is one of those things that we do have to get back to and finish up, but I think it's been a great season, and I'm thrilled that it's getting a third season.
Yeah, that's great news. I mean, you're like me, you're behind in a lot of this stuff, but you caught the first season, I assume?
Yes, I just recently finished it, and then I watched the first 2 episodes of season 2, so that was pretty exciting. I see some familiar faces.
I'm afraid to watch the start of season 2 because I haven't finished the Defenders Iron Fist and the other ones.
I haven't watched any of them except Jessica Jones and Daredevil. Okay. So you're fine. Yeah, I didn't need a lot of background to understand what was going on.
Tim, is that true? Am I going to ruin the other series by not watching them before I see season two?
No.
No, it's not true.
No, but season two of Jessica Jones doesn't really reflect at all on any of the other series, the other component series of the Defenders.
Okay, good.
And such. So, yeah, I think you'd be fine.
Makes me happy. Okay, Tim, you're making me very unhappy with this next one.
I really find that there's no one here to blame except for you because you actually live closest.
Wait, why? Okay. Oh, man, Tim, you're blaming me for something I'm distraught about. So Necco wafers, those little round chalky candies that don't taste all that good. Some taste better than others. No. But they were a thing from my childhood. So it's like, oh yeah, it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But the company's going out of business now, Tim? Is that what you're telling me? Is that what this whole thing's about?
Yeah, basically, they're a family-owned business, and they're looking to sell. They've been looking for a buyer for a while. They haven't been able to find a buyer. They've got a few hundred employees in their factory in Massachusetts, and absent a buyer, they're going to be shutting down pretty soon. So
wow.
Potentially, bye-bye Necco wafers.
It's so, just candy. It's okay.
But no, it's a childhood thing. It's, you know, maybe not. I mean, I remember them. I'm not all that fond of them, but they were something I remember fondly from my childhood.
They are an iconic candy. Yeah. I've never really been much a fan of them myself, but you know, since 1847, that's a heck of a run.
1847. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, 1847.
No, I was not around when they started, Tim.
And the same company does a handful of other things. They do scroll nut zippers, Mary Jane, slapsticks, and they're the original company that does the conversation hearts for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm.
That was them?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool.
And really, when you think about it, the chalky, crappy stuff that the conversation hearts are made out of is basically the Necco stuff. It's just a different form, you know, because those conversation hearts never tasted good either.
No. No, they didn't.
So I'm not going to miss them either.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, come on.
Not that I would miss the candies themselves, but it is too bad. I mean, it's always too bad to see any entity like this go out of business. But they really are iconic. I mean, they've mm-hmm. been around for such a long time. So it is kind of unfortunate. There have been rumors of folks like going into candy stores and buying everything that they have in terms of Necco wafers, whatever packages, cases, et cetera, of these things. You know, and you often see that kind of stuff happen. When companies are soon to be going out of business or are going out of business. So
yeah, we'll see what happens with it. I bet once it runs to an end, somebody else will pick up the name and go with it, or, you know, buy it for pennies on the dollar at the very end or something.
Yeah.
Well, part of my childhood gone forever. Thanks, Tim.
Okay. You know, and when you think about it, I mean, the type of candy that this is really doesn't, I don't know that it necessarily appeals to current audiences.
No. And this is the kind of thing you'll see in those old time candy shops that still are around, where you'll see, you know, 8 or 9 different titles that you haven't heard of in 20 years. And you wonder if the candy's 20 years old, but, you know, they are still around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, people want punched up flavors. They want things with more intensity. They want things that may be a little bit more sometimes gourmet, that kind of stuff. And these are just like barely flavored chalky things that at one point had some appeal because there wasn't a lot of competition.
It's too back bad when though. Candy was new in 1847 when there wasn't a lot of things on the market, at least on the shelves. Maybe they have outlived their usefulness.
Yep.
We had a couple of new trailers this week. We had a new one for Ocean's 8 and a new one for Incredibles 2. Go check those out on YouTube. The Incredibles 2 one looks awesome. It's giving us more and more detail. I'm looking forward to this a lot. Ocean's 8, I don't think it gave us anything new, really. It was okay trailer, but something I'm still looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily anything new story-wise, but it did give us some new scenes, some different perspectives on the scenes, different character focuses, and I'm really looking forward to it. For as much as I like Incredibles, and I think it's a fun movie, and I think the second one does look good with how their focus and the family dynamic and stuff, I really enjoy the Oceans franchise, and I think this perspective now with focusing on Danny Ocean's sister is going to be freaking awesome.
Oh, I think it's going to be awesome.
It has a great cast, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So, Andrew, are you going to see either one of these two?
Incredibles.
It's a comedy, though.
No, it's not.
So don't laugh. Incredibles? Don't you dare laugh when you go see that movie.
Then. Yeah.
Okay, fine, I won't. I hope one of the kids dies.
Oh my God, she wants to kill off the kid. Wow. She is ruthless. Ruthless.
No, I really enjoyed the first of The Incredibles, so I'm really excited to see. Hopefully it's as good as the first one. I thought it was really funny.
Okay, Tim, now surprise me with what were they thinking weekly, because I didn't see either one of these yet. So just the fact that Snoop Dogg is in this one makes me shake my head already.
Yeah.
So what do we got?
Well, the first one is for a film called Future World, which does not yet have a release date, but they did put out a trailer for it. So you can find that, hit up YouTube, type in Future World. This movie stars, not a bad cast, James Franco, Lucy Liu, and Mia Jovovich, which are all terrific. I mean, you've got some comedy, you've got some action. The setting of this is pretty much like it looks to me like a Mad Max kind of movie. When you watch this trailer, you see this crapped out future, and everything is turned into desert, and it's like a Road Warrior almost kind of look and feel to it.
Okay. Now, Tim, I got to call you out though. First off, when I click on the link you put in show notes for Future World, it's Deadpool 2.
Deadpool, yeah.
Oh, was it really? Like,
this looks familiar.
How did that happen? Oh, that's interesting. I wonder
one job.
I wonder how that happened. I swear there is a trailer for Future World. I wasn't imagining it. And it, interestingly enough, has Snoop Dogg in it. And I just don't know that there is any film that has done well that featured Snoop Dogg.
I don't know how you could.
Not that okay, I so, necessarily so, so, have so anything.
I did find the trailer now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, not that I necessarily have anything against Snoop Dogg, but it just, the movie itself, it just, despite the cast, looks like this Mad Max thing, and then suddenly Snoop Dogg shows up in it, and I don't understand. I don't even know what to think of it.
It does look very Mad Max-ish. Yes.
Yeah. You guys remember the movie Twins?
Yeah.
Yes.
With Arnold. So, back to Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Yeah.
So, it's like I'm looking in a mirror.
our next What Were You Thinking feature, they're going to be bringing this back. They're doing a reboot of sorts.
Hello.
And it's apparently, though, going to be titled Triplets.
No.
And if you didn't think, there's, you look at Danny DeVito and you look at Arnold Schwarzenegger and they kind of maybe look... No, they don't. They don't look at all alike. So the third person who's coming in is, I think, dead knockoff for both of them, really, is Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Yeah. So wow. Obviously, that's kind of the point of the movie, is that they do look nothing alike. So, I like the original movie. I haven't seen it in forever. I don't know if it holds up at all, but it was kind of a quintessential.
It was funny back in the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a quintessential mid-80s movie. We'll see how introducing Eddie Murphy into...
In the article here from metro.co.uk, I do like the thing. It says, Deadline reported Arnold confirmed the news as he added, quote, funny thing that happens in mixing sperm.
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'd be interested to see how this does theater-wise. I mean, I don't think Danny DeVito is all that prominent of a box office draw anymore. He just did that M&M's commercial, though, so maybe that's something. And I don't see Arnold being that big of a draw anymore.
No. No. You know, I mean, between his age and his governorship that really took him out of film mm-hmm. quite a bit. And it seems he just kind of had a slow go going back into it. I don't really know how dedicated he is to it. Again, I mean, I'm a fan. Arnold's done some great things. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see. Eddie Murphy, the dude, guy's funny. I mean, you can't knock that. Eddie Murphy is freaking funny.
But again, what has he done lately? I mean,
yeah.
I just don't get it. I mean, these three guys are from the 80s and 90s and haven't done much since then.
Yeah. Like Dr. Doolittle is the only thing that pops up for me mentally with Eddie Murphy.
Never watched it.
Or his stand-up, which was really good. And well, I think
in terms of recent movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, try to find somebody more relevant, maybe. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Andrew, you're younger than we are. Do any one of these actors really resonate with you as far as being, hey, I'm glad they're going to make a movie again?
No, because they're funny. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be a comedy.
I'm asking the wrong person. I forgot, yes.
Oh, well, we haven't seen Eddie Murphy in a long time, so I'm always looking forward to see what he's up to.
Yeah, I mean, aside from the Shrek stuff, he hasn't done anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Donkey, yep. Yeah. So, yeah, apparently it was confirmed at South by Southwest that the script for this is finalized. So.
Oh, boy. Well, that'll be something for you to cover on Movie Rampage, Tim.
I don't know about that.
I think you have to. It's a movie that, yeah, I think you have to. It's a movie.
We'll be sure to have you on for that one, Lou.
Oh, I think I'm busy that night. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Well, I think that brings us to the end of another episode. Just over an hour, so we did pretty well, I think. You guys have anything else you want to add? Have I missed anything? Anything big news item that we, glaringly overlooked?
No. I'm just happy to be back.
I'm happy you're here. I'm happy Andrea didn't totally replace you, although she's replacing somebody else on the show now. But Andrea, no, we're happy you were here. It's great to have you with us.
I do have to say, so the last fun. Episode, there was an awful lot of Tim trash talk.
No, there wasn't.
It was funny though. I enjoyed listening to the last episode.
Bits.
Laughed my ass off. It was really funny. I really enjoyed it. So. Andrea, Andrea, thank you for helping out while I've been out sick on both Random Chatter and Echo Base. So,
no problem. It's a pleasure.
And it was great to actually get to record with you now, considering
that, right,
instead of just trash talking you.
I've asked Andrea to pinch hit on a bunch of shows in the past, and I constantly got, oh, I'm busy. I'm going to be at the gym. I got to go to dinner.
I know. We did joke that this was the first time that she could be on the show and Tim wasn't there.
Yeah.
So maybe it was just
Tim
that
she
didn't
want. But it was funny because when he asked me tonight, I was like, oh, wait, I'm not supposed to record with you, so no, I don't
want
to record.
Yep.
No, but there are always, not excuses, just things I have to do. And your mm-hmm. timing to record is impeccable. So, I mean.
She's a busy girl.
I'm a busy woman. Yeah.
Well, in that point, if you have any feedback for us, please send us an email. The best way to get a hold of us is sending that email to randomchatter@randomchatter.com. That goes to all three of the hosts, and we will try to respond if we can.
Of course, you can find us online at randomchatter.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter. The main network account, as well as the account for this show, is @randomchatter. You can find Lou on the tweets at.
Just my name, Lou Secchi, L-O-U-S-E-C-K-I.
You can find Liz at Nerd in the City. You can find me at Qui-Gon Tim. That's Tim with two M's. Andrea, where can they find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Capsbears. That's K-A-T-Z-B-E-A-R-Z.
Zed.
Recently with her own LA shows.
I always love saying that. It just warms my heart.
She smiles every time she says it. She gets like a big beaming smile. So
it's not the drugs, guys. It's actual.
And of course, don't forget, you can find us on Instagram, which is Random Chatter. Andrea, you're up.
And this is where you speak, Andrea. Yes, you have a.
No, I don't want to say.
Oh boy, here we go.
I'm legit having like the most brain fart moment. I'm pretty sure it's at Andrea at Random Chatter. I don't know, guys.
That's all right. As I mentioned, you can find all of our shows, blogs, polls, and other information up at randomchatter.com, especially with all the new shows we have coming up and things that we listed up at the beginning of this episode, as well as other things. We still even have some new shows which are in the works, which haven't yet been announced. So we usually try to announce a lot of those things here on Random Chatter, but you'll definitely also find those things announced up on our website. Be sure to catch all of our other shows. I mean, we're getting such a broad slate of shows now. We're covering a lot of different interests, and we do try to kind of cross-pollinate our hosts here and there. So like having Andrea on as a guest, and she's also a permanent host on a couple of other shows. And so that's always a lot of fun to kind of mix things up, as well as doing our hostfuls like our Movie Quotes game show and our movie draft. If you like what we're doing, please spread the word. Tell your friends, family members, coworkers, complete strangers, anyone who you know and associate with who has interests in the stuff that we talk about. So if it's, you know, general pop culture stuff, steer them toward this show. If it's Star Wars stuff, get them to head over to Echo Base, et cetera, et cetera. Again, lots of different interests for a lot of people. Also, we definitely appreciate you leaving us some reviews, places like iTunes, Stitcher, wherever it is that you might get your podcast. Click on all the stars, write in some great narrative about why you like us and you like what we do. If by chance you don't like what we do, or there's something that we did that kind of ruffled your feathers a bit, please don't post that up there where it's permanent, because we don't want to, you know, permanently dissuade people. But we're not saying to not let us know. Please let us know about these things. Send us an email if there's something that you think that we did wrong or we missed, or something that maybe upset you. And hey, we completely acknowledge that we can please most of the people most of the time, but sometimes you might say something that might be upsetting and or inadvertently offensive or something like that. We definitely do want to know that stuff. We want to be aware, but you know, contact us directly with that kind of stuff. We definitely appreciate that. Also, we appreciate some financial support. You can do that by way of Patreon. Head over to randomchatter.com/Patreon. Even $1 a month, which is the minimum contribution, helps to keep things up and running here. So again, if you like what we're doing and you want to keep hearing more of it, and you want to hear more about the variety of shows that we have going on and all that kind of stuff, randomchatter.com/Patreon. That $1 a month, that minimum amount will get you full access into our Discord community, which is a great time. We've got, I don't know, someone did a count recently. We have like 70 channels or something.
Is it that many now?
Discord. Wow, I was going to say. It's crazy.
I shudder to think how many there are out there.
It's so, and don't let that sound overwhelming. What that really means is that, like, there's channels in there for so many different interests. So if you want to talk about The Expanse, you can talk about The Expanse. If you want to talk about specific thing or things specific to the show, the Tight Beam, which is on The Expanse that Lou and Andrea and others are on, well, we have a room for that also. So you can talk about the most recent episode in there. You can talk about Star Wars stuff. We have a variety of different channels for Star Wars, and we have a solo one that's just like, you know, here's the spoiler-filled channel for Solo. We have non-spoiler channels. We have Infinity War stuff. We have just channels for everything in there, so you can check that stuff out. With Patreon, you know, certainly the contributions are unlimited. If you want to go to $5 a month, $10 a month, $15 a month, the more you give to us, we also give to you. So you'll get early access to things. You'll get premium content. You'll get all sorts of different opportunities that we're doing. Sometimes they're one shot. Sometimes it's just something that like Lou's crazy brain will think of, hey, we should do this for the fans. And so a bunch of us get together and we say, okay, hey, let's do that for people. See how it works out. Sometimes it's that one shot deal. So sometimes it'll catch on and we do more of it. You never know what comes out of Lou's brain. It weird, weird. Sometimes
I don't even know.
Sometimes it's like green, icky stuff.
Gosh.
So that's why we don't get too close to
Lou. Are you sure you're not talking about your own brain?
A lot of things that come out of his brain. I had green, icky stuff a couple weeks ago when I was sick. All that's cleared up now.
At least that's what he tells us. Yeah.
That's fine. Andrea, just go take another pill. It's,
I know.
It's cool.
I really need to.
if you do want to sample Discord, if you're not quite sure if you want to commit to the Patreon thing, you want to see what Discord is all about, we do have a public lobby there. So if you go to randomchatter.com/Discord, that will get you into the public lobby. Lots of discussion happens there. You'll get all the hosts and a lot of our other listeners and fans. We just kind of have some general discussion in there. And you'll kind of get to see what all that banter is about. And hopefully you'll get kind of roped into throwing that dollar a month to us. And then you can get access to the other channels.
There you go.
That's all I got. That's my pitch.
Yeah, you did all the heavy lifting there because Andrea didn't do her share. And I didn't pick up the ball fast enough. You just ran with it, Tim. So I appreciate you doing all that heavy lifting.
Thanks for crapping out on us, Andrea.
I'm sorry. It's the drugs. Yep.
So the music you hear at the end of the podcast here is The Perfect Heist for Blue Stolly. And that does bring us to the end of the episode. We will see you guys in about a week.
Bye-bye.